Hello, what's going on? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Episode 33, man. Wow. Honestly, I don't even know when this started, so I'm gonna have to go back and look. I know, shame on me. But I'm not even keeping track of the days, man. I'm just doing it. I'm just like, wow. 33 episodes of my podcast. I can't even believe it myself. What a feeling. I really feel accomplished, yo. I really do. And I don't know. I just never really thought about having a podcast before ever. And now here I am at the 33rd episode. And I've had people come on the show and I've interviewed them and talked with them. And we've talked together on topics and even talked to somebody I met off LinkedIn. And it's just like, wow. Life can be really amazing and it can be really great. And just, I love forming relationships with people and just being able to connect with somebody that's like-minded as you, and you can all talk about the same thing. And look, agreeing with people is nice, and having a lot of things in common with somebody is also nice, but who wants to be friends with someone that you always agree on something? That's boring, and you gotta have differences. Even twins have differences because we're all unique at the end of the day. So differences are good, y'all, and you should be open to discussion. Instead of arguing, because I was gonna say argument, instead of arguing, let's debate. Debating or converse. That's, I almost said conversate because of Ruben. But let's converse, you know, have a casual conversation of different viewpoints. Because when you use the word argue, that's usually with animosity involved. And instead of trying to see somebody else's point of view, arguing is more so to prove a point. And I feel like in any conversation, it really shouldn't be to prove a point. It should be to open someone's eyes to help them see what you see. And that is when we become relatable people. And that's when we employ empathy. When you're able to put yourself in someone else's shoes and they can do the same for you, that's empathetic. And that's all surging empathy, okay? So I really value empathy. It's one of my most important traits. I feel empathy should be a part of everyone. And no matter where you are, if you're working a job or if you're going somewhere and somebody's working there and if they give you attitude, I mean, instead of giving them attitude right back, just give, take a second and think, what's going on? What if you did that? What if you, instead of getting upset, you just took a second and just said, hey, what's the possibility that their child is sick at home? Or what's the possibility that their father just got laid off, their mother just got laid off? What's the possibility that their parents are splitting up? And so they're harboring this anger and they don't know how to get rid of it. So they're going to work and they're dispelling all that negative energy on the customers because they feel like they'll never see you again. So why does it matter if they offend you? You're there for their remedy. They're still getting paid and you're still going to pay. Right? And that's just a possibility. But y'all got to understand that the world is bigger than just us. It really, really, really is. And ever since I started putting others, I can't tell you how long I've done this, but I mean, like, just putting others in ahead of myself and wanting the highest form of well-being for other people, it's really changed the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I see, you know, everything. I've had plenty of people tell me, Alex, you don't give enough to yourself. You're always putting somebody ahead of you. It can be a bad thing, but sometimes it's not. It's nice to put other people ahead of you because there's 7 billion people in this world, and to say you're alone and you did it all by yourself, that's impossible. There's people that have done, I mean, self-made, I would say self-made millionaires. That's a real thing. I feel like you can be self-made, but I mean, look at Rick Ross, right? Self-made MMG. He still has features. I don't think Rick Ross, well, I'm not gonna say he didn't, but at least to my knowledge, I don't think Rick Ross dropped the album where it was just him. Or it's not like he only dropped albums where it was just him. Even if he did. Because everybody gets help. And if you think you can get by without getting help, then you're just. You're delusional, and I'm sorry. The ego trip that we go on, it needs to go to an ego death. Okay, we need to get rid of the ego because ego will get you nowhere. Ego is what goes to Italy and takes pictures for people at home. Shout out everybody that understood that. Ego is what takes pictures on flights and posts them up on IG just to pretend like they're on the go. It's crazy. What do you have to prove to people, and why do people matter that much? People matter in the sense that, yes, we need to help. We need to have each other's back. People matter. Looking out for people, having the best interest for people, that matters. But putting on a show for people, getting self-esteem from people, that's let's take a second to just really, really dissect that right there. Self-esteem comes from others in this day and age. I would say 98%. That might even be too high. I'll be nicer and say like 93% of people's self-esteem comes from others. Ironically, it's self-esteem, self-efficacy derived from others. That's like jumbo shrimp. It doesn't make any sense. But somehow we do that, and with social media. I was talking to Yusuf about this over Snapchat. Just there's a part of maturity that comes with being able to separate your life from your phone and realizing that relationships are the most important thing. And either you should be, well, I personally, I'm either working on a craft or something that will make me money later on down the road, or I'm cultivating and flowering, growing my relationship, watering a relationship with my friends, my family, or something. And I was at the point where I was feeling extremely guilty if I wasn't working. I was like, man, I don't have time to just sit around with my fam. I need to be doing something. I need to be tuning these 808s, learning more music. And it's just like, bro, my parents, I mean, they're not in their 40s. So I'm just like, you know what? I can't keep beating myself down. I can't keep putting these handcuffs on myself because now it's becoming more of a chore and it's becoming more of an outside task that's hindering me from doing something, and I need to stop thinking about it like that. The thought process, man. Thought process makes everything, it breaks everything, strengthens everything, weakens everything. If How you thought last year is how you got to where you are this year. I ain't that crazy. A product of thought alone, an untangible, an intangible thing, has so much power and impact on what happens in your life and what you do. Crazy. But yeah, that's all we can really do about it is just go with the flow, go with the punches. and keep it moving. Keep on working. And like Tony Hawk said, man, keep trying to be the best version that you can be. Just keep working towards getting better and better, man. And I would love to have Tony Hawk on a podcast and talk to him. That would be crazy. So you know what? I'm going to add him and I'm going to message him and I'm going to see what can happen. Who knows? But for those who don't watch videos of these people or just anybody who's successful, I really encourage you to do so because there's so much value. And I'm really getting interested in going to get into audiobooks because I feel like that's just so easy. And it's like you're reading a book while you're driving. I mean, Aaron really put me on game to audible.com. So I'm going to put y'all on to audible.com. You can download ebooks here and listen. You get a free trial for signing up. And let me know if you really decide to do that because I'll probably be able to give you a book since I'm getting one. It might not work like that. I don't know, but just let me know and we can definitely collab on anything. We can work together on anything. If you want to be on this if you want to be on the next episode of this podcast or whatever, please let me know too, because I'm always down, man. Always down to have people come on and be guests. And like I said, I just don't even know when the first glimmer of thought I had was, but it's just like something inside of me was like, you know what? This is what I need to do, and here we are today. I'm waiting on my team still, you know. My team of just earth shakers and glass shatters and people that are ready to move mountains with faith the size of a mustard seed, you know. Because that's all it takes. And true belief. It takes complete, total, utter, true belief. Because if you don't believe you can get it done, then who does? Right? Exactly. You got to be the biggest believer in yourself, man. You got to. Be your biggest supporter and don't get self-esteem from other people. Don't do it. It's not gonna bear well. I don't want to tell you what to do and not do, but that is something I will tell you not to do. Don't look to get self-esteem from other people. Because that's only going to take you down the path that you do not want to go, my friend. And it's called self-esteem for a reason. Because you're not supposed to be getting it from other people. You're supposed to find it from within. The power within. The power within. But I believe in y'all's dreams. And I believe that y'all have the ability to do it. Those serious enough to act on it will act on it. And I believe that there will be a day when we're all on the other side. Just looking like, you know what? We never thought we'd get here, but here we are, sitting pretty and eating 4-star, 5-star, just treating our family, buying a car for whoever needs it. Something happened to a car of a friend or family or even a stranger, just buy them a new car. Like, where that part doesn't even affect you, that's absolutely amazing. But who knows when? Only time will tell. So that's why you conquer these days and we'll be smooth. We're going to start conquering these days. Say it with me, man. I will conquer these days. I will conquer these days. And that's it. Start doing that every week. Now you're conquering weeks. You can even say the next thing. Month, when you start getting a month, now you're conquering every month. Just try not to blow, you know, the shout outs out of proportion, but definitely shout out any of that. If you feel led or the need or whatever. I'm always down. So, with that being said, it's been another episode of The Winning State of Mind, bringing some value, bringing some good stuff, bringing just a casual conversation. So I hope y'all get some good stuff out of it, some gems. I try to drop some knowledge from other mentors that I have. So, to be able to learn something and pass it down speaks volumes. And that's my goal in life, so. Just bring more, though. I mean, it's not just one, a lot. A lot. And to just bring everybody together closer to their dreams, and so that we can all achieve it together. So I'm gonna let y'all think about all this, digest all this, and build some more anticipation for the next couple episodes I'm gonna have, because I will be having more special guests coming up very, very soon. Very, very, very soon. So we're gonna get that squared away. We're gonna get that set up. We're gonna be really, really taken care of. Okay. So with that being said, thanks for tuning in and listening. As always, I appreciate it whole freaking heartedly. I can't thank y'all enough. Without y'all, there is no me. Please don't hesitate to get engaged with me. Just message me or something. That side is more than just a U-turn. So get engaged. Drive past honk. I think it is more than a U-turn, but drive past honk. Do something if you see me. And I would just really encourage y'all to work on, just work on being the best version of yourself. I think we can't really go anywhere else until we have that picture under wraps. And something else that Tony said too, you know what? I'm gonna save that for next episode. So, yeah, I kind of went different with this topic, but I mean, that's just where I felt led to go, so I went. All right, we just skated on down there, and now we're making it back home. So, hey, thanks for tuning in once again. If you got some dreams or something that you can even imagine, hey, hit me up. Let's talk. Hit anybody. Hit Billionaire PA up. Anybody, man. Just like-minded individuals and believers in what you do. And I'm telling you, man, opportunities will find itself. And it's like, whoa, okay. Well, you just gave me a Jaguar F-Type? What? Yeah. Walking home with a Jag now or something. You see what I mean? It's just something. Opportunity will always present itself no matter what you do. And it's up to you to take it or leave it. So there's the options. And I don't know, I might have to. I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna keep it on that next episode. I was gonna reveal that, but we gonna find out on the next episode. I want some suspense. So hey, y'all get out of here. Yeah, keep working, keep grinding, keep hustling, keep shining. Keep working, keep grinding, keep hustling, keep shining. I like that a lot. So that might be the new thing at the end of the videos. We're gonna get there, we're gonna make it. Just employ patience and don't worry. And believe in yourself. Be crazy, we believe in you too. And yeah. Whoever's supposed to hear that will hear that, I guess. So I thank you. And have a good one, y'all. I'm gonna catch y'all on the next episode. Peace.